no better way to get the lowdown on Oklahoma hoops than with this guy. If I did my homework properly, it's almost 5 years ago to the day he was named the voice of Sooner basketball and football. He'll, of course, be behind the mic for the big one tomorrow. My pleasure to welcome in Toby Rowland. Toby, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am a baby in the business compared to Jerry Allen. But we're having a good time together out here in Southern California.
So you're an Oklahoman from Mustang. This was not simply you accepting a job in broadcasting. You grew up with this. And from what I read, like many of us who were just sports nuts as kids, you called the game out loud and acted out the plays to get it right, didn't you?
I don't think I'm alone in that. I think all of us in this industry at some point have called a game to ourselves in our bedroom or while mowing a lawn or whatever. So, yeah, this is my dream gig, man. This is, I'd rather be doing this than be president of the United States or voice of the New York Yankees or anything. I grew up a Sooner fan, love this university, and I feel like I got the best job in the world. And, boy, they've taken us on quite a ride this year between the football team going to the Final Four and the basketball team with Buddy Hield. This has been an incredible ride.
So if I did my math right, your first year was the first year they hired Lon Kruger. And
Yeah,
things had kind of dipped. So if you could take us back, Kruger, of course, is going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But if you could hit rewind, do you remember the tone or the buzz around OU basketball when he accepted the job and decided to come to Norman?
I do. It was odd because it's not too far removed from Blake Griffin and this program going to the Elite Eight back in 08-09. Jeff Capel, ironically, was the head coach who Oregon saw in their last game at Duke. And there were some troubles there. They got in a little bit of an NCAA issue. They had a couple of really down years and flatlined a bit. Capel got let go and Kruger was brought in, and fan interest was at a really low level. There was 3,000-4,000 people maybe coming to games, and some of that was even conference games. They weren't drawing very well. And he was charged with not only getting Oklahoma basketball back where they think they should be, but recharging the fan base. And he has been magnificent. I mean, I often say if Andy Griffith hired a head basketball coach at Mayberry, he would hire Lon Kruger.
Nice.
He shakes hands with fans once in a while when they come to the game. He'll come out and walk around an hour before the game and shake hands and thank all the fans for coming. He'll walk through the student section and thank them for coming. And who does that? He's just done an incredible job.
You know, I always thought Andy Taylor underrated as an athletic director. I got to tell you, we're talking with Oklahoma play-by-play guy Toby Rowland. You know, as a guy who calls football as well, you have kind of a similar dynamic as we do here at Oregon. People can love basketball, but football is king. You kind of touched on, from Bud Wilkinson to one of my all-time favorites, Billy Sims, the Switzer era, this run under Coach Stoops. How much of a battle is it to kind of ignite the passion of the fans who, let's face it, they might love this Sooner basketball team. They live for Sooner football.
Yeah, I think it's like all the other big-time football schools. Oregon, Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Oklahoma's right in there. It's hard sometimes to get that passion for basketball that you experience in football as well. That being said, they have a very proud and rich basketball tradition at Oklahoma. Wayman Tisdale, Stacey King, Mookie Blaylock, they went to the national championship in 88 against Danny and the Miracles. Blake Griffin, more recent years. Final Four back with Hollis Price. So, you know, this is not a school that hasn't experienced basketball success. They love their basketball around here. But you're right. It's a football school, and it was funny when Oregon finished off Duke the other night. One of the first things that started circling among Sooner fans was that football game 10 years ago that was played in Eugene. And they're still looking for revenge from the onside kick. So there's no doubt they know where their bread is buttered.
I used to have season tickets, 50-yard line, right behind the bench. It happened in front of me, and there was no replay in the stands, just one quick one. And to this day, I'll never understood how Alan Patrick came out with the ball, and they awarded it to Oregon, and I'm a Duck fan. So believe me,
yeah,
we've been down that road for a decade. I want to get to this team in particular because – for those who don't follow it that closely, I mean, they made the Sweet 16 last year and almost beat Michigan State. So with Heald, the same starting five, top 10 in the preseason poll, safe to say that expectations for this team coming into the season, about as big as they can get.
Expectations were high. Once Buddy Heald announced he was coming back for his senior season, there were hopes from that point this team could get to the Final Four for every reason you just said. They did lose a pivotal part of that team. Tayshaun Thomas was a post guy who was a major factor for them last year. But they had everybody else coming back, and they had Buddy coming back. And then when they started the year the way they did, with the big win over Villanova out of Hawaii and 12 straight wins and the triple overtime game against Kansas, expectations went through the roof. So, yeah, I think that expectations, hopes are as high for Oklahoma basketball this year as they've been since Blake Griffin was here. And it's just been an awesome season. I mean, when you look at the moments this team has given us, the last-second shot, the games against Kansas, Buddy's performance in the second round of the NCAA tournament in the second half against VCU, it's been just an incredible year.
Talking Oklahoma hoops with the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. Last night's game, I mean, you had A&M off that miracle comeback. The Sooners got pushed by VCU, and I was watching leading up to our pregame. I mean, that was a blowout. It never got inside 12 points the whole second half. You at all surprised that the relative ease of that win, or knowing this team as you do, when they put their best forward, it's kind of a watch-out deal?
I was surprised. I thought that it was a bad matchup for Oklahoma. Texas A&M's a half-court team. They're big. They're physical. It's kind of the kind of a team that OU dreads seeing on their schedule. And I thought they would have a real hard time with Texas A&M. But we have seen at times this year, and last night one of those examples, that when Oklahoma gets it cooking on offense, they are capable of putting big runs on teams in a hurry. And in that regard, I think Oklahoma and Oregon are very similar basketball teams. In a lot of regards, I think the Sooners and Ducks are very similar. So, yeah, I was surprised. I think that A&M had a tough schedule, playing on Sunday late, going two overtimes, having to fly back to A&M, then having to fly out on Tuesday to the West Coast. You know, their legs might have been a little bit weary, and Oklahoma might have taken advantage of that. But I didn't foresee a, you know, 15, 20-point game.
Toby, I'm sure you get asked about Buddy Heald a million times, but I've actually seen you guys play 10, 12 times. I just love his game. Big, and also something people might not be aware, Big 12 academic first team last year. If you think back to when he arrived as a freshman recruit, how highly touted was he, and was there a reason to think he'd arguably become the best player in the country?
None at all. In fact, not a single starter on this team was an ESPN Top 100 recruit.
Whoa.
He came off the bench his freshman year. We fell in love with Buddy instantaneously because of his smile, his Bahamian accent. He was impossible to understand when he spoke, but he rides a scooter around campus, and he's always grinning, and everybody loves Buddy. His name is Buddy, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not love him?
I gotcha.
But he came off the bench, and then he got a little better his sophomore year, and then he really blossomed his junior year. He was the player of the year in the Big 12. And then this year was still a whole nother level. I mean, 10 percentage points higher to his three-point shot and the ability to put it on the floor. So that's the difference between the other greats at Oklahoma. Wayman Tisdale, Blake Griffin, Stacey King, they were stars on day one when they stepped on campus. Buddy Heald wasn't. He developed himself to this level.
awesome. Obviously, he gets a ton of pub, but those other guards, Jordan Woodard, Isaiah Cousins, also multi-year starters, great three-point shooters. So if Hield is the Academy Award-nominated leading man, those guys form the core of one heck of a supporting cast, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And again, I think this is where Oklahoma and Oregon are very similar, is that Oklahoma has a lot of different ways to beat you. I've compared it at times this year to the Jerry Tarkanian amoeba defense that they used to play at UNLV. This team has an amazing ability to regenerate itself. If you cut off a leg, they'll grow a new one. And whoever, you know, is not hot, like it was Isaiah Cousins last night, he goes 1-for-8. Jordan Woodard steps up and has a big game. Sometimes the bigs give them nothing. The next night, they'll combine for 25 points and 20 rebounds. The bench will be a non-contributor. They gave him 3 points against VCU off the bench total. And then Christian James stepped up and hit 4 threes off the bench last night.
Yep.
So I think that is what is hard to account for. It's easy to see, all right, we know we got to slow down Buddy. But it's hard to put your finger on what else you need to slow down, because they spread the wealth around and they take turns being the stars.
Final thought for Toby Rowland. Oregon, of course, the one seed, won the conference regular season title, tournament title, just beat Duke. How would you describe the buzz around your program as far as how they view this Duck team?
We are very familiar with Oregon because of the relationship between Lon Kruger and Dana Altman.
Right, right.
If we are on the road and there's an Oregon game on, we're watching Oregon basketball before a team film session or in the hotel rooms or whatever. Those two guys are such good friends that there's kind of an uncanny. It's amazing how many times we have seen Oregon play this year. I saw them in person for the first time last, and the athletic ability of this team is off the charts. I was stunned at how fast and strong and athletic they are. And so I think Oklahoma's probably got the best player in this game, but I think probably Oregon's got the best team collectively. And there's a tremendous amount of respect for Oregon and for Dana Altman and for the way this team plays. They play basketball the way Oklahoma wants to play basketball and vice versa. And I can't imagine this being anything other than an incredibly entertaining basketball game, whoever wins it.
All right. Hey, that's some terrific stuff. He is the voice of not only Oklahoma basketball, but football as well. I know somewhere in the back of his mind he's thinking, September 17th, the Buckeyes are coming to Norman. But
that's right.
We really appreciate you talking with us up here in Eugene. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at TROOU. Listen, you have a great broadcast tonight. Travel safe. And thanks so much for your time, Toby.
Hey, thanks, fellas. It was fun being on with you. Enjoy the game.
All right, have a good one.